Yeah. From the festival north side, Racine, Wisconsin, it's a podcast with more teeth than brain cells. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yeah.
Take two.
Take two. Why is it take two, Rob?
Oh, man.
Because you guys can't, I can't, like, take you guys anywhere. You don't have to be there to watch over you guys.
You probably should have been there.
That's what he's saying, and I'm like, no. Nothing controls Larry when he's in his cups.
Okay, so you were tending bar. Wait a minute. Who thought of the good idea to let Larry tend bar?
Tom did!
Oh. I spent that much time tending the bar at that point.
He did. He was
still relatively early.
He
was back there when I went back there. I was like, oh.
Dude, he was behind the bar all night.
Yeah. No, I don't think Tom was okay with it. Or like, yeah, Larry can go tend bar. He was just like,
I said, go see Larry the bartender when people were coming in.
I did.
Check out Larry the bartender.
I did send people back your way.
And they're coming back like, oh, Kale. Do you know what he said to me?
Kale and offended.
They got some strong drinks, I'm thinking.
So, Rob, so that's part of the reason why this is take two. So what are we doing take two of?
Well, it's Mech Night. Well, it's not Mech Night. It was Mech Night. We had a pretty good time. For those who are sober enough, it was Mech Night. For some of us, it was Drool Night. And maybe throw up. A little bit. Did you throw up that
Not
night?
This year.
Oh, good.
Yes!
None of the podcast threw up.
That's right.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't think any of us threw up.
I threw up on Wednesday night, remember?
Yeah, well,
that's like a pre-throw up.
All right. Get it out of the system, right?
So, Tom, let's do a quick recap of what was that Mech Night, because I want to go on to the next topic pretty quickly.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to use Larry's line from Mech Night, which he said, but he was so drunk, he probably doesn't even remember what he said.
I'm totally going to cut into it.
How do you have a perfect Mech Night, Larry?
You start with $1,500 worth of equipment.
Yeah. So really, what Mech Night, again, so this is the third annual for those who haven't seen the show before. We've been doing Mech Night now. This is the third time we've done it. Each year we have a night where actually the full day, we all get together. A lot of us own Steel Battalion controllers, and this is a mech simulator controller that came with the original Xbox.
40 buttons.
Yeah.
I'll flash a picture.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of hardware. And well worth picking up if you ever find one available. So we
started they came out around $200 for the game.
Yeah, the original price.
And they haven't lost that much off the market.
No, they haven't.
You're still in the
150-ish area.
150-ish.
New, they are $300 to $500 in box.
New, in box.
Used, their depreciation is very minimal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there were so few of them made, and they are such an amazing piece of hardware.
I caught a couple going for $200 in the box.
Really?
Yeah. Holy crap. Brand new, obviously.
But still, get the box.
In the box,
200 is really good. So, we're all about big mech games. So, and what we do, all day long, we get together, play giant mech games, blow the shit out of everything in our sight, and then we watch.
Run into stuff.
We watch some kind of movie about mechs. The original movie we watched, the very first Mech Night, was Robot Jocks, because nothing is better than Robot Jocks and Chainsaw Cocks.
Yes, so bad it was good.
Yes, exactly.
It even rhymes.
I know, that's
Chainsaw
why.
Cock.
Yeah, Robot
really
Jocks,
rocks.
Chainsaw Cocks, that really
hey,
rocks.
Hey, that was my line of the night. But you were too drunk to remember.
So again, we played all day long. We've got some footage we'll have along with this video today, and then we watched, which movies did we watch, Rob?
I can't even remember the name of them, but it was a World of Worlds sequel.
War of the Worlds.
Goliath.
This is the perfect concept for a movie. It is giant mechs combined with steampunk combined with War of the Worlds!
Okay. Teddy Roosevelt!
Teddy Roosevelt was the best part of the movie.
And loose historical references.
If you get a chance, it really is it's an animated feature.
Very loose.
It's really it is worth the watch. It's called
Don't
War
Trust
of the
Worlds
Goliath. Yeah, ignore the reviews. Watch it. Enjoy it. It's just a fun little piece of animation.
Yeah, if you're looking for depth, probably not your thing. But if you're looking for a good time, it's a good damn time.
And that was the first
I enjoyed it.
They vaguely reference historical events.
And the second feature we did Robot Jocks because...
Again.
He can't
spin far too long.
It's been 2 years.
Longer than the chainsaw.
I think it's the only movie that has the feel of, like, the BattleTech, Mech Warrior... world ideology where you had, like, you know, single states combat competing, robots right. competing for territories and that kind of thing.
It's directly taken.
It's more like lore.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It's like lore. And they did a good job with it. It's as cheesy and 80s as it is, they did a good job.
If they had a bigger budget, or, you know, like, they could do that same movie now, it'd be awesome. Consider,
they didn't do too bad. But in fact, if you've seen Pacific Rim, they stole scenes and pay homage to that movie, because it is kind of the pivotal mech movie.
And what's interesting is Pacific Rim, Pacific Rim and World War Goliath are more or less the same plot line.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's fight using big robots to fight aliens.
Yeah, or fight. Yeah, that's true. They are aliens because the kaiju are aliens. So.
Yeah, they just happen to take a different route.
Right. Okay, so that is what movie night was. Mech Night movie.
It was a damn good time. We've got a couple clips that flash we're kind of throwing in.
Yeah, we are definitely having flashback scenes.
Yeah, there's some flashbacks. You've probably seen a couple already.
Yeah, they aren't. Yeah, they're not.
I'm having some flashbacks to the event, too.
I've had a couple flashbacks. I sweat.
But we actually had 9 full rigs. That's why Larry said $1,500. So the PAX had 20, right?
They had PAX East. I think they had 30 because they had 10 for the competition.
Close. Okay.
Yeah. They had 10, and then they had 20 for the setup. But I mean, they're PAX. We're just a ragtag group.
A ragtag group of gamers managed to get 9 Steve Italian controllers all up and running on a single network.
Yeah, I own 3 and my dad owns 2. We went a little overboard. To be fair, I did get my first one for $75, so, you know, I think it's cheaper.
When I see one for $75, I'll probably
grab it. Dude, you gotta jump. That's my second one, like I said, sub-100, so. My first one was about $120, I think, I paid for my first.
Yeah, but then, you know, okay, then you got the controller, but in that edition is every set's gotta have a TV. So now you're talking 9 TVs.
Yeah.
Plus another monitor one. We had one that was just showing trading one person videos. Or another.
Yeah, the trading video one, yeah.
Right, and then you got an Xbox for each one of them.
Yeah.
That's $10.
$20.
Because the original BattleTech or Line of Contact was the online version to put everything together. That don't exist anymore. Those servers aren't up and running anymore that support that. So you basically have to mod your Xboxes and then set up a server to support.
You don't have to actually set the server. But you do have to mod your Xbox. Because you have to be able to put
a save file on there that usually isn't copied over. So that's what took me a lot of time. It took for fucking ever to find out.
But once you got it, dude, that was perfect.
Yeah.
Travis had to decipher a French website to find it. But
well, I thought you were talking about is swearing.
Yeah. No, the French was
acting up.
Our ad, by the way, got bounced for swearing.
You're kidding.
YouTube bounced our ad. Yeah.
No. We got a new ad. Did we swear in the ad?
Oh yeah.
I know we swear.
Have you
time.
Seen us?
Yeah. Have
I
you
don't
seen
remember
the ad?
In the ad.
I didn't know we had an ad.
I didn't know we had an ad. What
do you mean? You were the whole thing.
You guys sing. Oh, you guys are doing the Pokemon theme, dude. Don't. You
oh yeah. That's
because
Travis is like, I will fucking rape you.
Okay. See, what's
that? That's right. Rape.
I know what we got about. Wow.
That might have been it.
It was right at that point. It said Travis in his Oculus viewer and he's like, I'm gonna fucking rape you.
That seems vaguely familiar.
I think I know why we got bounced. If you would have shouted like, it's a possibility that I may or may not fucking rape you. But the fact that you were adamant about it, I will.
Too much for YouTube.
Okay,
too much.
So I guess that kind of covers what movie night was and what mech day was.
That last part.
Did that summarize it?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking rape you. Yeah.
Well, so did
I with a bowl full of booze.
Like, I didn't get to hear about. Did anybody shine at all specifically? Did anybody?
Rich looked pretty good.
Patrick did well.
Patrick.
He was just kind of doing what you
Andy
did.
Andy did too. Andy
stun locking people by ramming.
Before we got hammered, Ben and I.
Before Larry got hammered.
Overwhelming
Ben
victory.
And I had an overwhelming victory. Overwhelming and being a crushing defeat. It was awesome.
Rich, Patrick, and Andy probably did the best of all.
Patrick was...
overwhelming victory.
He was good.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah. Patrick
I wish he took
my last game was
Black Horse. That was so funny.
Why was he bothered with a headset? He lived
he was the only one with the mic, and he's talking to people. It's like, dude, you're the only one with a mic on this set.
Well, I tormented Mike for, what was it, the second game? I think second or third game, I was just talking shit about Mike.
Shut the fuck up, Rob!
I knew that.
Mike.
What, we only had like, what, four mics?
No, we had one mic. The
one
mic.
We had one.
The wireless one, I was unable to get working.
So that's an extra piece of equipment next year we'll have to invest.
Yeah, I know, we already got them coming. We ordered the little modules.
So yeah, basically, it sounds like, and then one of the guys I talked to, they're going to have a big campaign that I might actually travel out to go to. It's in Seattle. So, but it's going to be like the old school campaign like they had online.
Really?
They actually have, yeah, but they actually have the server stuff out there too. So
they're going to set up a server.
They've got the server stuff, yeah. So they can run the campaign.
Get the files.
Yeah, I'm going to steal
them. Get the files. I don't care how you do it. Bring back the
I'll sip it.
I'll
yeah, sip I know you will.
I know
you'll get the files.
Honestly,
yeah, so. Broadcast and plotting. Yeah. No, we're going to. They can watch it. They're not going to watch the damn show.
Give us the files.
Gentlemen, we're going to steal your files, and you will not know it because you will never see this podcast.
Yeah. You might hear it, so you don't know what he looks like, but I know for sure you ain't going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. They did it at PAX one time before in 2010, and it worked out pretty well.
Oh, that'd be freaking awesome, dude. That is amazing.
So, yeah.
I'm interested.
For sure. I mean, like, so now I wasn't able to make Mac Knight, and I'm really sad about it. But since I have three controllers and he has two, now we get to do it more often. Yay!
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so between the two of us, we have five full rigs already. That is a Mac Knight anytime we want.
I just need friends, which I don't have.
What are you talking about?
Hey, and now we have
you three, asshole.
We have three of the chairs now.
Not a friend.
Yeah. We have three of the sound chairs now. By the way, that does work out awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I've been basically working on doing a dual sim. I'm gonna try to plan our dual sim pit. Ben kind of helped me find out where we're gonna put stuff, and I'm just kind of deciding what's gonna go where and what I'll need to buy material wise. But I'm gonna have kind of a semi permanent installation.
We looked at some stuff while you were out of town.
Yeah.
We talked about it some stuff.
So yeah, no, that's definitely going to be in addition to the basement. So just like anytime people can come in, hang out, play Mech games, or just play Xboxes.
Fuck
then.
Yes.
So I'm really
excited about
that. That's going to be great.
Listeners, just show up at the house.
That's right. So Travis's house, just show up at anytime you want.
At beep! Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right, so let's talk about picking out your Mech controller device. Back in the day, it was very easy to pick out your Mech controlling device because all we had was that single flight stick that was actually meant to fly a plane. And we would... The only thing you had to worry about is that the damn thing would sever. Yeah. I just give it right into him.
Yeah. You did.
Why did I segue? You really only had to worry about very little. Make sure the buttons work. But when you're buying a Steel Battalion controller, there's quite a few things to worry about. Number one, you know. There's people that sell them for very high prices.
Yeah.
And
like Travis said, up to 500.
If you're looking at used in box in good condition, 200 to 300 range.
Yeah.
Used with the box in like new-ish condition, like new condition, but used. You can get the best way to save money on it is to just find the box and stuff is nice, but if you don't mind doing without it and then the extra materials, just getting the controller or just the controller in the original game, you can get them pretty cheap.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're going to use it, why worry about the box? If you really want it just to play mech games, then why?
Unless you're a crazed collector, like some people are.
Yeah, but that's for collectors.
Collectors
will spend the money for the box. If you want the experience and the play, you don't need the box.
I have to agree. I've seen some pretty damn nice ones outside the box.
So yeah.
A lot of people took good care of it.
Two of the three I got were in very good condition for the price I paid.
You look at my first first gen is flawless.
Real quick, there's the first gen with the green buttons.
Yes.
The pedals on the first gen are not as good. Those are noticeably worse, but they're supposed to have better toggle switches on the top. But I'd say if you're spending the money, get a second gen because A, they go for a little less. B, the pedals are definitely better, and although some of the top components aren't as good, as long as you take good care of it, they'll be just fine.
If you're piecing one together, Can you hook the second gen pedals?
You can mix and match any way you want. You can put panels. You can use part of the green and second blue. The first gen is
that'd
green.
That'd have a cool look, like a cool like we slapped this together look. You know,
that'd be pretty odd. That'd be so very mechy. There's three blocks. There's the left side, the center, and the right consoles as well as the pedals. You can mix and match them any way you choose. They play fine together.
Yeah, and they're hooked together by what appears to be old IDE cables.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. They're the nice old 40 pin too. Not even the nice.
Yeah.
Ask if all the lights light up. When I bought mine, I.
Oh yeah, that's
something to ask if the lights light up.
Yeah, because I got a couple that are burnt out there.
No, you can repel. You can repair.
Replace them, but it's a little difficult. I mean, it takes something else.
It's not for the uninitiated.
Yeah. Every once in a while you can get separate blocks for the controllers, but they go, you know, for $30-$40 for a single block, like a left block.
Yeah, I saw those when I was looking for mine.
Yeah, so it's I mean, if you have the know-how to replace it, it's well worth it. You can save a little money that way. Other glaring things, you can usually tell if you'll know it's in really good condition if the eject cover is still there. On the right block, there's a plastic covering that covers the eject button that cases it, so you know you flip it open to hit your Mac to eject before it blows up. If that's still on there, you can be pretty positive that the rest of it's in pretty good order.
Yeah, and now it's pretty easy to take that thing off, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does come off. Yeah, pins that pop off.
Yeah,
but that'd be my first indicator. Other than that, you might want to be a little more stringent about.
I've never seen the cover for sale, by the way. I've never seen those covers.
You could manufacture them. The condition of the pedals will tell you a lot about it. They vary widely.
Yeah, see, mine are pretty tore up. But the edges are. Someone obviously played it.
That'll happen though.
Yeah. The other thing is this stuff that, especially because mainly you're gonna be buying this online. It's very difficult to see online, especially because you can't feel like. Yeah, I mean, if you had a chance to check it in person, you can check the tactile feel of the pedals. You can if you get that sponginess and springiness, that means they're not very used. If it pushes down pretty easy, obviously it's been worn in a little more.
Double picture. So, what I did, one of the things, again, I made people do on Saturday was...
Take
your shoes off.
Yes, before you drive them back.
You know something? It saves a lot of wear and tear on our pedals, though, by making people take their shoes off. So, it was like, take your shoes off.
They're made by the Japanese. They're meant to be played with the shoes
off. Okay, I'm gonna send those video rockers, though, with sound in them. Those are nice.
Yeah. You're horrible.
Yes, I did on purpose.
Because you can't stamp down.
I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah, that, like you can't stamp down on it, but it was like,
I know, but you can't stamp down on the pedal.
You push on it, and you're like,
exactly. Now, do the pedals use like standard accelerator pedals? So if I wanted to, could I replace the accelerator thing with one of those little feet?
It's a potentiometer on a geared fixed feed. So you could actually.
Could you replace it with like a regular car?
You could
accelerator if you wanted like something custom.
You could actually make a nice custom pedal set for it quite easily.
That would be pretty cool.
So,
where does we even get a foot shaped pedal anymore?
AutoZone.
JC Whitney.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Believe it or not, it's still the '80s at AutoZone. So.
Yep.
AutoZone. Right. It's still the '80s.
I thought that was Radio Shack's motto.
No, they wanted their store back.
Their stock is pretty much going to the day. Their motto is, oh, fuck.
I did get some like really sweet clearance buys at like $1. He got rechargeable Xbox 360 packs, battery and charger for $3 a pop. I got like AC adapter for my car for like $1 that had
nice.
Like their clearance was like, oh.
I love you, Radio Shack, but you're in trouble. It's gonna be very hard to get switches when you need them in the future.
Right?
Yeah, that's the only thing, dude.
There is no switch mark.
No.
There's that place called Hardware Store.
Yeah, we can go to
Chester.
That still exists?
Chester's still there. That was hyper-localized.
Yeah, because considering like probably a quarter of our listeners are in Texas, it's going to be a long drive for those guys. Sorry, Texas.
But I bet you can still get VCR belts.
Yes, you can.
It's like Baldrug. All right, it's like... 2,000 miles to Chester's for you guys.
Yeah. We'll put up little signs.
Yes. We'll make the road trip just for you.
I mean, it's right off the highway. Well, no, it's not. You have to go quite a ways, but it's simple to do.
So basically, we basically covered what to really look for in your Mac controller, but would everybody say that for $125?
I was about to say, yeah, if you have a little bit extra expendable income, yeah, and like it takes a little, you got to keep an eye out for a deal. You don't want to be spending, the $200. That's starting to get kind of air range. But even if if you can get a couple friends, that's great. It plays fucking amazing over the network. Even the single player campaign is really cool. Even if you get a few days play out of it, it's well worth it. And like, it's something you're going to want to get back to and play later. But I think it's best if you can have a few couple other friends to play with.
And it looks really complicated, but honestly, I picked it up in a couple of minutes, and I'm an idiot. So it's really fun.
We used it for Mech Warrior last year, so it is versatile where it's you're into mech gaming at all.
But the Steel Battalion experience itself is just like unparalleled. It's so good.
Do not play everything with that design controller.
Yeah, you're going to die.
The designer of the controllers and the designer of the game talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah. Clearly, there was communication between software and hardware.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
The piece we were missing this year, and this is what we kind of alluded to, is we didn't have it's got this complicated communication system built in, so you can like change the channels and stuff like that and talk to different people. But we didn't have any of the headsets, so we had one headset.
Yes.
And one guy was just talking to himself.
You hear me, Patrick? Fuck you. I hate listening to your voice and only your voice.
Well, he thought maybe
hated mine too.
If
he
we
was annoying two, ball.
We could have at least had like upper because the way this laid out is we had to use more than one floor to get them all laid out. If we could have talked to the upper and lower so we could at least say, start the game!
Yeah, right? That would have been nice. I'm sorry.
Before the rounds actually started, though. Okay.
In Tom's defense, he does have that horn between the first and second floor that you can talk into.
Yeah!
Second floor, we need to start the meeting! Hello?
What?
Classic.
What? You need Gatorade!
Submarine technology!
Beta rays? What are you talking about?
Gamma rays?
Beta rays.
The Hulk?
Is on fire?
The Hulk is on fire.
We were just talking about your submarine technology to talk to the downstairs.
Yeah, that giant horn you have.
Sweet, it works. And lack of fireman's pole.
Hey. Yes. That's coming next.
In my house, it would not be a fireman's pole. You know what would happen the first time we had a party?
It would be me all along.
Exactly. I have pictures of you at the Christmas tree burning party, remember?
You have pictures of me from last week.
True. Tom has pictures of everybody.
We have pictures for you from the last podcast. Last week.
Yeah.
That was a good picture, and Brian was highly acceptable of it.
Flashing that now, by the way.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Right there.
Right there.
That's the reason why you should switch over to the video podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there.
So you can send that picture.
All right, well, you know what? You've lived through another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. We kept it short so that we stay a little bit focused. Plus, we're all really burned out.
Yeah, watch the video of the gameplay, because I got to say, the one thing I have to say, given all about Steel Battalion, it does a really cool job recording the video.
Yeah, and there's, for those of you listening to the podcast, which is still like all of you, pretty much all of you, really catch us on YouTube because there is some gameplay footage.
Yeah.
Well, www.guysgamesandbeer.net, www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. You have it at the end, Jonah. You never watch the damn podcast.
Jonah doesn't watch
Twitch.tv/guysgamesandbeer.
Thank you.
We are also on Steam. Please come talk to me.
He's
join our Steam group, please.
He's lonely.
I'm so lonely. And I
all that cool Steam shit
so
anyways. So you really do need to be.
Give me a Steam code. I'll give it out sometime.
I'll give you a Steam code.
Yeah, for Twitch.
All right. Steam codes. Twitch.
Twitch.
Have a good night.
Night. I'll be the same.
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.